Scott of SJWellfire.com, Final Days Report, episode 336. We're calling this VCAS 8 Ways How They Will Steal Your Home. I'm seeing a coordinated attack going after property rights. And let's ground ourselves in the Communist Manifesto. Abolish all property rights, number one. Number two, abolish inheritance of property. And again, I've covered this multiple times. There are two ways people get out of poverty: cheap gas, electricity, energy. There's war on that. And number two, inheritance of land, proper deeds and titles of land. They're going after that. Number three, this was interesting. I'm not putting this as part of my list, but it's something to watch for in the future. Confiscate land from rebels. There are some interesting articles out there about everyone is a domestic terrorist. Conservatives, libertarians, Christians, preppers. Search activist post. Everyone is a domestic terrorist. You might have to go to a different search engine like Yandex from Russia to actually get some of those articles. Everyone's a terrorist. Search that at Yandex. That's not happened yet, but something to watch for in the future. Didn't take the next poison poke. Will you be a domestic terrorist, a threat to society? I'm just saying, my friends, but let's get into the list. This is why I did this article. Blew me away. Because I recently sold my home in the suburbs of Chicago, and I paid around $8,500 in property taxes, and my house wasn't even that nice. $8,500. And so people living in Cook County, that's Chicago, were getting 100% increases in their property taxes. One article I read, a person went from $10,000 literally to $20,000. Couldn't afford it, had to sell their home. Unbelievable, my friends. But let's read from ABC7. Cook County property taxes skyrocket for thousands of homeowners and businesses. How to appeal? The article goes on to say, you may be one of thousands of people facing sky-high Cook County property tax bills. In fact, a record 40,000 people are filing property tax appeals because many of those bills have doubled. $10,000 to $20,000, businesses as well, shutting down small businesses. The I-team found Cook County, or Crook County, we like to say, property taxes have gone up 100% or more for thousands of people. My son is a consultant in Chicago. I told him, I was like, do not buy land in Crook County. Flat out, just do not do it. Now, the second reason why I did this podcast, this is insanity, where I think this might be England. We need to look at other countries, other Western nations, because they test things around the world before they bring it to the United States. But they are talking about forcing people to sell their homes to the illegal aliens, forcing people to sell their homes to the government to give to the illegal aliens, I should say. Unbelievable. But let's play this. Yes, it is from the UK, this segment.
Suzanne, where are we going to put these people? The uncomfortable truth, as far as I can see it, is that we are going to have tent cities of asylum seekers popping up around the UK.
Well, I think you summed it up beautifully, Patrick, just the huge pressure that we're seeing now on accommodation. And that does seem to be the only answer. But I'm actually a little bit more worried than that, because I think this is all getting very sinister now. We know that we've had people who have been told that their properties are going to be compulsory purchased for asylum seekers. That pretty much tears up private property rights in this country. I was listening to the radio on the way here, and they were talking about a massive problem facing Britain, which was older people living in houses that were, quote, too big for them. Who's got a right to tell you your house is too big for you? You should be allowed to live where you darn well like. And the implication was very clear. These elderly people are taking houses that they shouldn't have. And I fear that's a worry, that there'll be some kind of move to get them out of those houses. We've also had the horrible scenario last week when Matthew Paris, writing in The Times, talked about how euthanasia wouldn't be a bad thing if it encouraged elderly people to hasten their own deaths. So what? We've got to pop our clogs, have we, forcibly, when we're 60, 70, 80, 90, perhaps earlier, if we're not productive people in society, as Matthew Paris said it. So I think the whole thing now is getting really, really sinister and scary.
Okay. Eugenics as well, my friends. Compulsory of selling your homes to illegal immigrants. You can't make this tyranny up. You flat out cannot make this tyranny up. All right, number three, how they're going to take your property. Let's peel back the onion with the CDC and the WHO, because they shut everything down and they should not have shut things down so people couldn't pay their rent. I feel sorry for the renters. They should never have done that. If you follow science, the healthy need to go out and build their immune system. So the whole thing was a scam to begin with. But during the COVID-19 pandemic, the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, CDC, which my understanding is a private organization, just like the IRS and just like the Federal Reserve Bank, imposed a nationwide moratorium on evictions for tenants in countries with substantial or high COVID-19 transmissions. However, the Supreme Court later ruled that the CDC had exceeded its authority, effectively ending the eviction ban. So many landlords have to pay the bank. They don't own those properties all the time, free and clear. This was a deliberate war on small businesses, the middle class, working class, and it was an obvious war on property rights with landlords. Not all landlords are evil. They're just trying to make a living. So we need to peel back the onion with this WHO treaty. What's going to happen when we give up our sovereignty with the WHO treaty? And if you haven't followed that, do some research. Type in the WHO treaty at sjawellfire.com. We've covered extensively how it is a complete tyranny control of your rights. And it reminds me of Seal One that we've said is open, but the Lord showed me it was a little baby horse, baby white horse. The next pandemic, giving every country giving their sovereignty over to the WHO, it is absolute madness. And then the other point too, that they probably tested in New York that you need to watch out for, is quarantine isolation law in New York. This law, which allows the state health department to lawfully order someone to involuntarily isolate or quarantine to control a highly contagious disease, such as COVID-19, was reinstated by mid-level appellate court. So they fought, people fought against it. The government shouldn't be able to pull you out of your home, put you in a FEMA camp. But if you think about this, if the next pandemic or when the next pandemic happens and you need, you're living paycheck to paycheck and they isolate you, you can't go to work, you can't pay your bills. Maybe you can't pay your taxes. It's absolute insanity. So that's number three, under the guise of regulation. All right. Number four, how they can go after your land is asset forfeiture and drugs. Now, what's funny, I actually was kind of for this at one time, but then I heard horror stories of family members selling drugs and other family members had no clue they lost their home because of a rogue person selling drugs in their home. It's a scam. And it's a scam as well. When I became awake, the government runs the drugs. Watch the movie Clinton Chronicles. You might have to go to Yandex, a different search engine, to find it, but it's still out there, my friends. A smart lawyer should actually go after the federal government on all the land that they own and just say, look, you run the drugs. CIA runs the drugs. Vietnam, they put drugs in dead GIs' coffins. Afghanistan, many soldiers came out and they said, we're guarding the poppy fields, right? You can't make this stuff up. Iran-Contra affair, bringing in cocaine, putting it in black neighborhoods. I mean, the evidence is overwhelming. And again, I was in the food service industry. I managed $100 million, $200 million business units, was part of my career. And I would meet restaurateurs who would say they're fronts for the drug cartels. You know, they don't want to sell more food because we're like, hey, we can help you sell better with some menu management and help you do certain things. They're like, we don't want to sell more food. So if you ever go to a restaurant that's just dead and you can't understand how they're still in business, maybe they're a front. Who knows? But literally, I was told by probably 10 different restaurateurs, I don't know why they would just spill their guts to me. And this was before I was a Christian. This was going back 20 some years. They're like, we're fronts for drug money. And many of them told me at the top, the CIA runs the drugs. So I knew the CIA ran the drugs before even watching the movie Clinton Chronicles, my friends. But I think it's awful and it's against the Constitution. My number five, probably the most nefarious agenda is this green agenda to destroy your property rights, to destroy your means to make an income. And the best example we're seeing is in Oregon, where the government is giving cease and desist notification to farmers because of water. You can't make this up. Let's read, Oregon starts shutting down small farms to protect the people, in quotes, protect the people. No, they're going after your means to make a living, to live independently. Oregon, often praised for its lush landscapes and agricultural heritage, is now embroiled in a controversy as small family farms face unprecedented challenges under the guise of environmental protection and water conservation. State authorities are wielding regulatory measures to shutter these farms en masse. This assault on Oregon's small farms not only threatens the livelihoods of farmers, but also raises fundamental questions about food sovereignty and individual freedoms. And we covered that story where a farmer said the government was destroying the grass that did not burn during the Texas fires. That when you research that, it appears another Dew weapon attack, my friends. And here's the thing, too. We've covered probably three or four podcasts about primary water. Gaddafi was tapping into primary water that was greening the desert. Type in primary water on a Yandex search engine, Gaddafi. Giving away free property for people doing organic farms. That's why they wanted him dead. They destroyed that water infrastructure. Our government did. Primary water. I think it was Northwestern University said there are oceans five times greater than what's above, below. People can tap into primary water. It is not this resource that is scarce. That is a scam. That is a lie from the devil, my friends. All right, number six, Dew weapons. Check out Final Days Report, episode 271. The evidence is overwhelming in California, in Hawaii, a country in South America as well. Texas, remember Biden said, certain roofs, people weren't burnt. Something's going on with these Dew weapons, my friends. And then you can't make a livelihood. Your homes are destroyed. It's a land grab. Absolute land grab. We'll see what happens in Hawaii, my friends, where they want to put in a smart city. All right, number seven, if you have a loan on your home, oftentimes you have to have home insurance. Makes sense, right? The banks require it. But this is crazy. Homeowners insurance are growing concern in Florida and California. So this weather manipulation, this geoengineering, all those patents for geoengineering, everything they're spraying in the sky, HARP, however they're doing it, creating these mega storms. And then all of a sudden, you can't afford your home insurance. So people in Florida, I've been reading articles, are selling their homes because they can't afford their homeowner's insurance. And it gets worse. From Business Insider, insurance companies are now using drones to find reasons to cancel your home insurance. I just looked at a property, very junky property, on kind of a junky lake. And it hit my price point. And I talked to some of the neighbors, it floods every year. Every year, this house floods. And so I looked at flood insurance. I couldn't get anybody to even give me a quote. They refused to even give me a quote. So obviously, I passed on the place. And maybe it was a blessing because I can just see that house getting destroyed in the near future. All right, we've covered this Final Days Report, episode 333, Why Squatters in the News. They're priming us. There's a reason why they're telling us about squatters. What's the strategy? So check that out. Just an assault on your properties. So eight reasons why, and it appears they're in four platforms. Increase cost to carry, jack you up with insurance, jack you up with taxes, make it where you can't afford everything. Personally, I think AI is running this destruction. It just seems coordinated on so many fronts, my friends. The next pandemic will hurt your way, your means potentially to make an income. This green agenda, Dew weapons and weather manipulation, and then also regulation. And I'm sure I'm missing certain things. I remember hearing a pastor that I really like at his church. He wanted to cut down trees. He said he couldn't cut down trees because of the UN. And that baffled me. I've heard horror stories of people that improved their land and all of a sudden fines came in that were out of control. And they actually had state permits to do it, to improve their land, to put ponds on their land, that sort of thing. I didn't even mention that. Put in the comments things that I've missed of land grabs. There's eminent domain, some horror stories there as well. But this is an end of days news ministry. We like to tie every podcast back to the word of God. And the ultimate conspiracy, I've always said this, on every single topic, from small minor topics to big topics, goes against the word of God. So the World Economic Forum and these global parasite elites want to take your land. But it's just interesting, when you dive deep into the Bible and the Old Testament, God provides land rights. But let's read. In the book of Numbers, specifically chapters 26, 27, and 36, we find guidance on land distribution among the tribes of Israel. As the nation prepared to settle in the promised land, a census was taken to allocate land based on the population. Each household and extended family received a plot of land sufficient to support itself. Unlike in other societies where land was owned by nobles and worked by commoners or slaves, Israelite families owned their means of agriculture production. Importantly, the land could not be permanently lost to debt, taxation, or voluntary sale. That's the Jubilee. I find that fascinating, the Jubilee system. And then Exodus 19:5. Now, therefore, if ye will obey my voice indeed and keep my covenant, then ye shall be a particular treasure unto me above all people, for all the earth is mine, my friends. Never forget that. So let's summarize 8 ways to take your property. And again, what say you in the comments? What did I miss? And I was horrified about the 100% tax increase. I was horrified of people losing their insurance or having their insurance jacked up. Horrified about Hawaii. Really, in the past, I was horrified about drug seizures of home and assets with rogue family members. People that had nothing to do with the operation lost everything. And that yet the government runs the drugs, my friends. What's going to happen in the next pandemic? How are they going to cut you off in your means to make money, to pay your rent, to pay your mortgage? Just saying, my friends. And then the landowners as well, or the landlords as well, many of them lost everything. It's coordinated, my friends. It's absolutely coordinated. And then lastly, the definition of a domestic terrorist. When will that happen? And the Lord gave me a dream. The only reason why I'm doing this is I would have dreams that would come true on a personal perspective, say that often. And then I had a lot of prophetic dreams, like Russia attacking in 2008. I had a dream that January 6th was going to go protest the January 6th election theft, and had a dream that it was a trap. People are still rotting in jail for nonsense. And the Lord gave me a dream that eventually they're going to want to tax fruit trees, tax shovels, and you need to push back. You need to call them out of what they are, communists. That has not happened yet, but land rights is something that they want to go after. So pray against it, my friends. God bless you. Thank you for your support. Go to SG Wildfire, sign up for our alerts. I haven't really sent alerts out lately, but I noticed a lot of people are signing up, so I'm very, very grateful. And thank you for your prayers. And any prayer requests that you have or any tips, scott@sjwildfire.com. I do have some interference. People have said they've emailed me and I never got them. So if you don't hear from me, that might be the reason why. But God bless. And what a great time to be alive, my friends. Get your house right with the Lord. And if you're not saved, get saved.